Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Zayin Omid Beis. We're in the 6-5 of Mishnah Berurah and starting a brand new sim in Tof Reish Chav Ches, which deals with the halachos of Dine Sukkah, Tachas Sukkah, a sukkah that's underneath another sukkah. So we'll do Sif Aleph today. The Mechaber starts Sif Aleph and he tells us, Sukkah Shetachas Sukkah. You have a sukkah that is underneath another sukkah. This is a Beferish Mishnah in Sukkah. Ha'elyona, the top sukkah, is Kshera. And in general, the bottom one is no good. Now, we'll have lots of caveats to this. It has to assume that the top sukkah is built in a kshera fashion within the right distances and has the right tzchach, and that the bottom one is therefore going to be a sukkah underneath a sukkah and will be no good. And that's what the Mechaber is now going to qualify. He says, Vahani Mili, this is true, that the bottom sukkah is no good when the top sukkah is good, is Shiyachola HaTachtona. The bottom sukkah roof has to be strong enough, lekabel korim uksosos shaloyona. So the floor of the top sukkah, which is the roof of the bottom sukkah, has to be sturdy enough that it can hold the pillows and the covers of the top sukkah, the people living there, they can actually use it to sleep in it or to eat in it. And even if it's not perfectly sturdy, b'afilu ayideh d'chak, even if it's somewhat movable, it's shaky, but it's still sturdy enough that it won't fall down and can be utilized, so then it is perfectly acceptable upper sukkah, and therefore the lower sukkah is a sukkah tachas sukkah, which is no good. Furthermore, the Mechaber tells us, v'yesh b'neim asara tvachim, there has to be at least 10 tvachim in between the two sukkahs, because otherwise it's not considered a sukkah tachas sukkah. And these are the first qualifications that the Mechaber puts in. He'll then say the negative. Avolim ein b'neim asar tvachim, if there aren't 10 tvachim between the two sukkahs, or alternately, oshiyesh b'neim asar tvachim, if there are 10 tvachim between them, avol ein yecholu l'kabel korim uksosu shalo yona, the top sukkah is not sturdy enough. The floor of the top sukkah, which is the ceiling of the bottom sukkah, is not sturdy enough to hold anybody on it. Afilu ayidechak, even if it's being shaky, even if it's really not the sturdiest, it's wobbly, but it can't hold it at all. So then, there is no top sukkah, and therefore, atachtona ksheira, the bottom sukkah is the only sukkah, it's not a sukkah tachas sukkah, and therefore, the bottom sukkah is good, again, with the caveats, imhi misuchechas kilchasa, as long as it has kosher eschach on it, and this is true, afilu imhoyona lamala miyesim, and this would be true, that the bottom one is good, even if the top one is more than 20 Amah high from the ground, as we will in Yirtzeh Hashem learn that the upper limit of schach of a sukkah has to be within 20 Amah of the ground. So here, even if the top sukkah is higher than 20 Amah, since you're not really relying upon it for anything, it's not called a sukkah, and it's not therefore a sukkah on top of another sukkah. And therefore, it is perfectly good to be in the bottom sukkah, as long as it has proper schach. But if the bottom sukkah doesn't have its own good schach and it's relying upon the top sukkah's schach, so in a situation where the top sukkah is not a full-fledged sukkah because of its lack of sturdiness, so then if you're relying upon the top sukkah to be the schach, so then then the regular rules of a sukkah apply that the schach has to be within 20 amah of the ground, i.e. 20 amah within the distance of the bottom sukkah to the top of the schach, and therefore it would be good only in that situation. Now that was quite a bit that we just said, not very difficult really, but it is a lot to discuss now in the Mishnah Berurah. So we go to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph, and he tells us that in a situation where the top sukkah is a good sukkah, so then the bottom one is no good. And this is based, the Mishnah Berurah tells us Siv Katan Aleph, the Siv Basukos, when the Torah tells us we have to sit in Sukkos, it's spelled deficiently, it's spelled without a Vav. Choser Vav, it's missing a Vav, Bein Kaf Lesof. It's missing a Vav between the word Sukkos, the Kaf of Sukkos, and the Tof of Sukkos. And that's teaching us that basukos means singular, loshen yochid, that a person has to sit in one sukkah. Ubezel yoshev tachas shnei schachim. And in our case, it's no good because he's underneath two schachs, the schach of the bottom sukkah, as well as the top sukkah's schach. So therefore, it's no good, sukkah tachas sukkah. That's assuming again that the bottom one is kosher and the top one is kosher. Siv Katan Beis, the top one is defined as being kosher as long as there's the floor of the top, which is the roof of the bottom, is sturdy enough. Sheyachola tachtona lekabel v'chulei. What's the Mechaber telling us here? Rotsu Lomen Mishbura says, Shachazoka lekabel hakorim uksosos. The floor of the top sukkah, which is the ceiling of the bottom sukkah, is strong enough that it can hold up the pillows and the covers. Sheodo menichon, that a person places there on that floor of the top sukkah, kidei lishon aleim, in order to be able to go and sleep on it. Or and or a person is able to sit there and eat his meals. Then, oz hinik reis b'shem sukkah, then the top sukkah is sturdy enough to be qualified as a sukkah, and therefore, umimela, since it's a kosher, valid sukkah, mivsula ha-tachtona, mishum sukkah tachas sukkah. So since the top one is now a kosher sukkah, based upon its sturdiness, it's going to ruin the sukkah underneath it as being a sukkah tachas sukkah. Sivkot and gimel. As long as it's sturdy enough, even b'shas hadchak, va'afilu ayideh hadchak. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, tells us, Rots Loma, what the Mechaber is saying is, shahagag shel hatachtona, the rooftop of the bottom one, which is the floor of the top one, shehi karko isa shel hayona, which as I just said, is the floor of the top one, misnana kishim ishtam shim sham. It's going to be shaky. And this is the way the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis, explains this. So even though it's going to be shaky, but it won't fall down. So it's sturdy enough that it won't fall down, albeit it may be shaky. That is considered still a valid top sukkah, which will nullify the bottom sukkah from being considered a kosher sukkah. Likewise, you have to have Sivkot and Dalet, a space between them of 10 tefachim. What does this mean, the space of 10 tefachim? Hainu, bein schacha shel oyona, between the schach of the top one, lekarko isa, and the floor of the top one. There has to be a space of 10 tefachim. That qualifies it as a kosher sukkah. The zehu shir hapachos, b'chol sukkah lachshira, because the minimal height of a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim. Again, it's about a meter, about 10 times 3.5 to 4 inches. So you're dealing with somewhere between about 35 to 40 inches. It's a little bit more than a yard, about roughly a meter. And this way, the top sukkah is a valid sukkah, and therefore the sukkah that's underneath it is called b'shem sukkah, tachas sukkah, and is no good. So this was the first rules that the Mechaber set out, that make the top sukkah into a kosher sukkah, as long as it's of a significant enough height, within a significant sturdiness, so then it is acceptable to be called a sukkah, and it will nullify any sukkah underneath it as a sukkah tachas sukkah. However, if the top one is not sturdy enough, so then even ayideh hadchak, it can't stand up. It's going to be very wobbly and will fall down if somebody tries to sit on it or lie down on it. So then, sivkot and hey, we said, hatachtonik shera. It's not a sukkah tachas sukkah. It's a sukkah tachas nothing. Avol ho yona psula. But of course, the top one is no good. The lochazia afilula diras are right, because it's not sturdy enough even for a temporary dwelling. It will fall down. The floor of the top ceiling will basically collapse if somebody tries to lie down on it or sit on it. The Shaar HaTzion, Oz Hei, brings this down in the name of the Kesem Mishnah, and he adds, Da, Chofetz Chaim adds, Dehu Adin Im Sukkah El Yona Ein Lo Rak Schach B'li Defanos. This same rule would apply if the top sukkah just was schach, without having walls. For example, Kagon, Shinoatz Dalud Kundosin, he had four posts, Al Gag Sukkah HaTachtona, that he added to the bottom sukkah in the four corners, and he added posts, V'sichech Al Gabon, and then he added schach above them. Or alternatively, Oshem Bedaf Nosea Zayin al Zayin, Rochav Shir Hachshu Sukkah, or the walls aren't large enough that they don't make a kosher sukkah. So in all of these situations, Miskashra Tachtona, the top one's not a kosher sukkah, so therefore the bottom one is, and it's not a sukkah tachas sukkah. The Koz Man She'ein Roy Elyon the Sukkah, if the top one doesn't qualify as a sukkah, so then it's not a sukkah tachas sukkah. And this brings down the name of the Prima Godim. Albeit, he says, there is some suffix over here. But the Bikuri Yaakov is Mesik Lohokil. He concludes that one can be lenient. And in Dishu foot number one, he brings down that the Prima Godim himself is retracting this original lenient opinion that he brought down. And he subsequently wanted to say, Shasuka Yonah Poselis Esatachtona, that the upper one can ruin it for the lower one, even if it doesn't have walls. Nevertheless, the Bikuri Yaakov says that we shouldn't follow this stricter interpretation of the Prima Godim, Mipnation Mistavish Yikshewa, because he holds that it should be good, because it's top one's not a real sukkah. And therefore, this is also the opinion he says of the Ritva. It's mashma from the Ritva this way. And therefore, the Bikuri Yaakov says it is good. Then the Mechaber had said that the bottom one is only good as long as it has a kosher schach. Mishbur Sivkot and Vav tells us, the Hainu Shaisa Tzilasa Meruva Mechamasa. Obviously, it has to have more shade, more kosher schach, than it does have spaces in between them. Sivkot and Zayin. And therefore, even Afilu im ho'yona l'mala mi'esim, even if the top one is actually above 20 amma, which would normally make it not a good sukkah, but since it's not a kosher sukkah, it doesn't ruin it for the bottom one. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin tells us, v'afilu, this is true, im ho'yona ha'yso gam kein tzilosim rubu v'chamosa, even if the top one has a lot of kosher schach on it, but it's more than 20 amma tall, lo mikre sukkah tachas sukkah, since the top one doesn't have the status of a sukkah, so it doesn't ruin it for the bottom one. Kivon Shel Yona Ein Lo Hechsher Sukkah, because for whatever the reason, It doesn't have the shame of being a sukkah. He adds, the Imha Yona Chamosa Meruba Misilasa, at the top one, has limited amount of schach, and it actually has more space than schach. So then, Oz, Afilu HaTachtona Yechol L'Kabu Karim Uksosa Shal Yona. In this situation, even if the floor of the top sukkah is capable of being sturdy enough that it can accept pillows and covers that would hold the person, nevertheless, in that situation, the top one's not called the sukkah. So HaTachtona K'sheva, the bottom one is still good. The schach shel Yona kimandalei sodami, because the schach in this situation, which is more than 20 yam high, is as if it's not there. Therefore, it's not considered a sukkah tachas sukkah. Finally, sivkot nches, the Mishnah Berurah says im hu el Yona lemala miyesrim. So in this situation, we said even if the el Yona is greater than 20, it's kosher. The Mishnah Berurah says sivkot nches v'lo amrinu. We don't say ma shekineged schach haposul nechshav kilueno. We don't say that the kosher schach on the bottom one that's directly below the schach on the top one is nullified. Why not? Kivon shebe etzem ein aschach hazeh aschach posul, because the top schach is not posul aschach. It's kosher aschach in the wrong place. It's more than 20 yam at all. El shulam malam yesrim. Since it's kosher aschach and it's not anything wrong with the schach, it's just that the fact that the schach is higher than 20 yam makes it no good. Lo mikre schach posul. It's not called posul aschach. That can go and live soul kinegdo and nullify the schach that's directly underneath it. So this is, again, interesting understanding fully of the halacha, that this is not called schach posul. This is kosher schach that's in an inappropriate place that doesn't allow it to work as kosher schach, but doesn't turn it into posul schach, and that's why it doesn't ruin it. Finally, sivkot and tes, the mechaber had said, umiskasheris ayidei schach oyona, if the bottom one is using the schach of the upper one, then the upper one had to be within 20 yama. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the sivkot and tes, miskasheris ayidei schach el yona, behainu, this means she ayidei shneim, combination of the bottom one's schach with the top one's schach, because the top one now is within 20 yama, so the two of them together are mitzarev to have hais tzilosa meruba mechamosa. Now, with the combination of both of them, you have more shade, more kosher schach than you do airspace, and therefore, in this situation, ukshera hatachtona, the bottom one becomes good. Footnote number 4 brings down in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, we're going to learn Shem Yesh Lesuka Shnei Schachim. The Sukkah has two Schach. Shekol Echad Mehem Chamosu Meruba Misiloso. Each of them has in and of itself not enough Schach. And you have basically two levels of Schach. Each one alone would not be sufficient Schach. You have, let's say, 33% Schach on the bottom layer of the roof, and then higher up, you have another 33% on the top layer. Each one alone is not enough. The Yesh Beinayim, Shlosha Tvachim, and there is more than three Tvachim between them, so then they can't be combined. We don't bring the top one down to the same level as the bottom one, and Enoch Shera, then it's not good, because each one is 33%, it's Chamasa, Meruba, Mitzilasa, and each one is no good. We don't combine them. However, he brings down the Tosis and Sukkah already is asked, how come, if we're dealing here ba'ofan sheyesh rochav tefach bekonim shebeschach elyon, if the schach itself is the width of a tefach, so then imkein yesh lach shivam kimchubarim leschach hatachton af birichokim yosim mishol shetvachim. If they're large enough, then we can apply the principle of chavot rami, which means to bring them down, even if it's more than three tefachim. Ukfiyam vor b'shulchan aruch b'ir halacha, as it is brought down in shulchan aruch and the b'ir halacha. So they only don't combine if they're more than three tefachim apart and the schach is smaller than a tefach. But if the schach is rochav tefach, then we do apply this principle of chavot rami. We push it down, even though it's greater than three tefachim apart, and we can combine the 33% on the top layer with the 33% on the bottom layer to have tzilosa meruba mechamosa. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, v'mhoiso hel yona ba'atzma tzilosa meruba mechamosa. If the top one on its own, in my soul, El Yona, ba'atzma, by itself, tzilosa meruba chamosa, had kosher eschach, so then, afo El Yona k'sher, so then the upper one is good in and of itself as well. It's, again, it's not very sturdy, so it wouldn't necessarily be something that you could sit there on a long-term basis for, but for whatever short-term basis you could manage to stay there, it would be acceptable. Of course, the bottom one is certainly good in that situation. The issue footnote number 2 brings down the interesting scenario. What happens if schach, that was kosher eschach, then blew off and landed on top of your sukkah? So is that now it wasn't placed there, letzel, it wasn't put there for the purposes of being schach on your sukkah, but one might have thought that it would ruin your sukkah, so he brings down, no, it doesn't ruin the kosher schach underneath it, because intrinsically, similar to the schach that's higher than 20 yamas, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. It is just not kosher for that sukkah, but in and of itself, it is kosher schach. He brings down other opinions that disagree, ayin and the rest of the issue, footnote number 2. This concludes Sif Aleph and today's shir.